一起来思考的题目是以智慧面对冲突。
So this evening, I would like to use the topic facing conflict with wisdom.
因为人与人之间冲突在所难免。
Because conflict is inevitable between interpersonal relationships.
冲突不是非基督徒的专利。
Conflict is not a non-Christian right.
就连我们在座诸位圣徒，我们也无法避免这种事。
Even with all the saints here, it's inevitable.
我们先来看新约圣经路加福音十二章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 12,
51-53
verse 51-53.
路加福音十二章五十一到五十三节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 51-53. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth?No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, in one house, there will be five divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and her daughter-in-law against mother-in-law.
主耶稣讲的话。
This is the word of Jesus.
但是可能很多人不太喜欢听。
Maybe people don't like to hear this.
听了心情会很沉重。
Because this depresses people.
可是主耶稣讲出来的就是真理。
But whatever Jesus said is the truth.
所以无论是为了真理信仰。
Whether or not it is for the sake of the word of truth or the faith.
还是因为某些观念误会。
Or conceptual differences or misunderstandings.
冲突似乎是免不了的。
Conflict is inevitable.
就连我们已经领受圣灵的弟兄姐妹之间。
Even with the brothers and sisters who have received the Holy Spirit.
甚至连使徒之间呢。
Even between the apostles.
有时候我们想我们可能灵修不够。
Sometimes we thought maybe we don't have enough spiritual cultivation.
你知道使徒也会吗？
Do you know that even apostles have conflicts?
我们一起来看《使徒行传》十五章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 15.
38-41
Chapter 15, verse 38-41.
使徒行传十五章三十八到四十一节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 38-41. But thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia, and not gone with them to the work, and there arose a sharp disagreement, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord, and he went through Syria and Sicilia, strengthening the churches.
大家看到这里有两个人吵架。
You see the two person who had disagreements here.
使徒保罗和使徒巴拿巴。
Apostle Paul and Apostle Barnabas.
有时候弟兄姐妹跟我说，哇，教会那两个人吵成这样，我们是得救的教会吗？
And so sometimes you hear people say, oh, the two of them had such a sharp disagreement. Isn't this the true church?
我说来，现在我们看圣经，这是得救的教会吗？
I said, come and let's read the Bible, see if this is the church to be saved.
这个还不是弟兄姐妹耶。
This is not just between brothers and sisters.
这个不是负责人而已。
And this is not just the church council members.
这个不是传道耶。
This is not preachers.
这两个是使徒耶。
These two are apostles.
吵到什么程度？
So, to what extent have they had the disagreement?
吵到干脆，你去台湾啦，我去非洲啦。
And at the end, the result was you go to Taiwan and you go to Africa.
为了谁吵架？
For whom?
为了要不要带一个年轻的马可？
For the reason whether or not they should bring Mark, a young man.
所以那时候保罗啊，马可哦，啊，不用啦，不用啦。
So as far as Paul is concerned, you say, who? Mark? No.
这个年轻人不行啊。
This young man is not good enough.
巴拿巴比较好啊。不要啦，他已不是那个样子啦，带他啦。
And Barnabas is kinder, so he said, "Oh, it's all right. Let's bring him."
吵架。
So they had a disagreement. They fight.
当然后来我们看到保罗晚年的时候
，Of course, you see in the later years of Paul,
保罗在灵里面的看法跟这个时候不一样了。
And so with his spiritual perception, which is very different from the view he holds now.
所以后来他也接受马可了。
Later on, he accepted Mark.
然后马可不是跟着巴拿巴，跟在使徒彼得的身边。
And Mark did not follow Barnabas at that time. Afterwards, he followed Apostle Peter.
然后每天听老彼得在那边讲讲讲，后来留下了四福音的第一部，叫做马可福音，这样来的。
And so every day he listened to the good old Peter, and he wrote the first gospel book called Mark.
保罗吵不吵架
？Did Paul fight？
我们来看提摩太前书二章八节。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 8, verse chapter 2, verse 8.
提摩太前书二章八节。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling.
他到年纪大的时候啊，希望所有的男人无愤怒，无争论。
And so at old age of Paul, he actually want all the men to lifting their hands without anger or quarreling.
我们这个叫做哈，哎，你在打你自己的脸呢。
In other words, he's almost slapping himself.
因为使徒行传那时候你争得可厉害了。
Because when you look at the history in the in Acts of Apostle, he actually fight quite hard.
我们继续再来想这个事。
If we keep pondering upon this.
冲突绝对免不了。
Conflict is inevitable.
但是我们要用智慧来面对。
However, we should face it with wisdom.
这个智慧啊，不是外面心理学家或那些人际关系专家讲的那一套。
And such wisdom doesn't come from the psychologists or these interpersonal relationship specialists.
今天我们在神面前讲的智慧只有一种智慧。
So in before God, there is only one kind of wisdom we are talking about.
哥罗西书说是上头来的智慧。
And in Colossians tells us it is the wisdom from above.
整本圣经里面告诉我们，认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
Through the entire Bible, it teaches us that to know the Lord.Is the beginning of wisdom.
所以我们讲的智慧是这种智慧。
So this is the kind of wisdom we're talking about.
所以小弟讲到这里，我们应该明白。
So when I said this, we should come to the comprehension.
我们在地面上身为圣徒，不是要祈求一个完全没有冲突的生活。
We are sent on earth. We do not want to live in a life without conflicts.
刚刚有一个弟兄才跟我分享啊，他为了要传我们这耶稣教会的道啊，从上午到下午三点。在网络上，在那边一直讲跟那些反对的人呢、啊。
And I just had a sharing from a brother. He says from this morning till about 3 p.m. this afternoon, he was debating with people online.
这就是这种状况啊。
And this is that scenario.
从主耶稣的预言来讲
，as far as Jesus' prophecy is concerned.
我们要过没有冲突的生活是不可能的事情。
It is impossible to live a life without conflict.
除非你啊，到山上一个人过日子。
Unless you go up to a remote mountain place and live there by yourself.
可是这样你也是会跟动物有冲突。
But then you still have conflict with the animals there.
我以前听过一个教会负责人哈，他到乡下去过夜，这临时想到的啦。
And I heard a council member who went to the villages to spend the night.
结果睡到一半，他很生气啊。
And halfway through his sleep at night, he was irritated.
因为那天下雨啊。
Because it was raining that night.
半夜的时候，外面几百只青蛙一起在叫，你们有听过吗
？And there were hundreds of frogs, and they were making noises at the same time.
Quiet.
And just said to them, quiet.
Quiet.后来他跑到房子外面去呀、啊、他们终于 quiet 他了。
And then he went out and shouted at these frogs, quiet, and then they quiet down.
All frogs quiet for 10 seconds.
They were quiet for
10 seconds. 然后继续叫。
And then they will continue to make their noise.
你连到没有人的地方去也会跟那些万物冲突啊，你晓得吧
？Even going to a remote place like that, you will still have conflict with the animals there.
我们信耶稣的一定会有冲突。
Those who believe in Jesus will always live in conflict.
以前遇过。
It is so in the past.
现在在面对。
It will be facing in the present.
将来也无法避免。
In the future, it's inevitable.
因为我们所处这个环境啊，自从坠入了世界之后，这个没有办法避免。
Since the sin have entered into the world, this is inevitable in the environment of which we lived in.
冲突发生的原因有几个
？There are few reasons causes conflicts.
有时候只是误会一场
，Sometimes it's only a misunderstanding.
有时是没有办法顺服某种权柄，不管是属灵或世界的。
Sometimes it's just because you can't submit or yield to a certain authority, whether it's spiritual or worldly.
有时候啊，我们叫做个性不合，叫做味道不一样啊。
And sometimes you say it's personality differences.
有时候是沟通不良。
And sometimes it's miscommunication.
哇，特别是这二十年来，我遇到有些夫妇啊，已经成了夫妇，常常是讲说沟通不良。
And very often in the past 20 years, I see a lot of these miscommunications between married couples.
哇，那个夫妇吵起来啊，简直比战争还厉害啊。
When they fight, it's worse than a war.
有时是把自己过去的生命中的包袱
，and sometimes they bring their baggage from the past
带进了家庭以及婚姻当中
，into their families or their marriages。
或许是因为对某人啊没有办法饶恕
，and maybe because they are unforgiving to a certain person。
有愤怒
，whether or not it's anger，
有憎恨
，or hatred，
有敌意啊
，or enmity。
如果我们将过去生命中的包袱带进我们目前的生活当中
，If we bring the baggages from the past to our present life，
冲突会很快发生
，Then conflicts will arise。
但是仔细想一想
，But if you consider this carefully，
重点不是我们要如何去避免跟逃离冲突
，So the key is not how to avoid or flee from conflicts，
而是我们要决定如何回应
，But deciding how do we respond。
我们决定如何回应，不是期待要解决一切的冲突，不可能的、啊。
Deciding how we respond doesn't mean that we will resolve all conflicts.
因为啊，连2000年前来到世界上的神主耶稣基督也做不到。
Because even 2000 years ago, God who became Jesus Christ in the world, even he can't resolve them.
应该说他也不想这么做、啊。
Or in other words, he doesn't want to resolve all of them.
我们继续在想哦。当冲突发生的时候，会怎么样影响我们
？And let's consider this: when these conflicts arises, how would that impact us?
有一些人呢、啊，第一个态度就是忍耐。
And for some people, the first attitude is endurance.
不只是忍耐，而且是私底下忍耐。
Not only endurance, but long suffering in private.
所以他们明明知道有这种冲突的场面
，even though they know the conflict arises，
但是他们不想去面对。
But they don't want to face it.
你问他有没有，他说有，但是他不想去处理这种事情。
If you ask them if there is conflict, they say yes, but they don't want to deal with it.
第二种态度叫做压抑
，and the second attitude is to suppress.
虽然啊，我们旁边的人看起来啊，他们明明有一种冲突啦。
And even we have seen people obviously having a conflict between each other.
但是你跟他说的时候，哎，他不承认。
But when you ask them, they would not acknowledge it.
你明明觉得他们俩就已经互相不打招呼了，有 problem 啦。
And you already feel that there's problem between them.
他说，哎，你是不是跟他那个啊？哦、oh, ，no，nothing， 不承认哎。
And then if you ask them if you have any problems with such a person, they say no, there is nothing.
这是一种压抑。
This is a kind of suppression.
然后还有一种就是怎么样呢
？And what's the other attitude?
就是大方承认，但是呢，乱处理。
And so they will acknowledge openly, but they will deal with it lightly.
只要我喜欢、啊、我就是这样子啊！你怎么样？我就不想改啊。
As long as I'm happy, I just don't want to do and make any changes.
所以，我们讲到现在，大家要先知道冲突没有办法避免。
And so up to this point, we have to understand that conflict is inevitable.
灵修再好的基督徒都会有冲突。
Because it doesn't matter how good your spiritual nurture is, you will have conflict.
我问大家，灵修最好的基督徒是谁
？So who has the best spiritual nurture?
欸、你要说耶稣啊，不然就完了。
You should answer, your answer should be Jesus.
你记得经文有记载吗？他进圣殿的时候还把人家的桌子翻掉、欸，哎，有没有
？Did you remember that recording when Jesus entered into the temple and then he flipped the tables of others?
我现在当传道翻一次，马上调回去总会处理啊，你信不信
？And if I do this here and flip the tables, I will be called back to the GA.
好了，我们继续再想啊。
Let's consider.
我们说要以智慧，智慧就是圣经的原则。
So to deal with wisdom means that we deal with it with the biblical principle.
如果我们遇到这种冲突的状况，无论是在现实或网络，那怎么办
？And it doesn't matter if it's in real life or online when we are encountering conflicts.
第一个，我们先心里面要求神赐给我们智慧的灵，能够分辨的灵。
And so first, we should ask God to grant us with the spirit of wisdom to be able to discern.
你一定要先求这个主耶稣把这个灵赐给我。
You have to first ask Jesus to give us such spirit.
那这个智慧的灵要让我们怎么样呢？能够明白冲突的原因是什么
？So once you receive the spirit of wisdom, is to be able to discern the root cause of these conflicts.
我们先来看一段经文，再来想。
Let's read a passage before we consider.
我们请看路加福音五章十七节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 17.
路加福音五章十七节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 17.Verse 17, on one of those days, as he was teaching, Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sitting there who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal.
继续看21到23节。
Let's skip to verse 21 to 23. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, Why do you question in your heart which is the easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Rise and walk?
我们继续看三十跟三十一节。
Verse 30 and 31, And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at the disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered them, Those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
好 Amen.这几句经文我们看到耶稣刚出来传福音。
And so these few verses was recorded in the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
这时啊，我们看到有一些文士跟法利赛人听到这个耶稣啊，就来听听看。
And so the Pharisees and the scribes, they heard about Jesus, so they come and have a listen.
他们来观察耶稣。
So they come to observe Jesus.
可是他们对耶稣所说的话跟他做的事其实不认同。
But they do not agree with what Jesus said or do.
这个不认同就开始有了冲突哦。
And because of this disagreement, they start the conflicts arises.
于是你读到经文里面、啊、发现有些人就开始议论、啊、有没有看到
？And so they begin to grumble, as it recorded.
不是肯定啊，不是赞美啊，不是认同，是议论，有意见啊。
It is not acknowledgement, approval, or agreement, but rather grumble. They have differed in opinions.
有人开始质疑
，So people question.
有人开始不满发怨言
，and some people who are not sad, who are not happy and grumbled.
各位，我们刚刚讲的这些就是冲突的状况嘛？你说是不是
？And so these are a scenario where conflicts arises.
然后我们看到耶稣开口在说明他做这些事的他的事实跟理由是什么
？But when Jesus opened his mouth and explaining the facts and the reason why he did all that.
好，你看到、哦、耶稣在这里开口说明了，对不对
？And so here Jesus opened his mouth and explained.
可是另外一个状况就不一样。我们看完另外一段经文再继续想。
And so let us read another passage and continue on the line of thoughts.
我们来看马太福音二十七章的十一到十四节。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 11 to 14.
马太福音二十七十一到二十七章十一到十四节。
Matthew 27 verse 11 to 14. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed.
耶稣受审判
，So here Jesus was judged.
他一样面对的是别人的议论、质疑和不满，对不对
？And again, Jesus was facing with people's doubt, questioning.
那你们看这里是不是另外一个冲突的场面
？So you can see here is another confrontation scenario.
我问大家，这个时候耶稣可不可以说话
？And so I ask you the question: Can Jesus say something here?
你看到耶稣在这里什么都不回答
，But you notice that Jesus said not a word here，
一句话都不说啊。
He said not a word。
我们想想为什么
？And let's ponder upon why。
为什么前面一样是这个场面，耶稣 心平气和的好好的说明，对不对？
How come in a previous incident in a confrontational situation, Jesus actually tried to explain it calmly?
那第二种动乱场面啊，耶稣连一个字都不想说了。
But on another scenario, Jesus doesn't give no answer, not even a word.
我们相信耶稣当然充满了上头来的智慧，有智慧的灵啊。
We believe that Jesus is filled with the wisdom from above. He has the spirit of wisdom.
如同约翰福音二章二十四节跟二十五节所说的。
Just like what was recorded in John chapter 2 verse 24 and 25.
我们来看约翰福音二章二十四到二十五。
John chapter 2 verse 24 and 25. But Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all the people and needed no one to bear witness about men, for he himself knew what he was in men.
刚才我说我们第一个步骤要先求神赐我们分辨跟智慧的灵，就是这个。
So first, the first step we talked about is to receive the spirit of discerning and wisdom. This is exactly it.
耶稣为什么有时候回答，有时候一个字都不回答？
Why did Jesus respond sometimes and sometimes he give no answer?
因为他知道人心里面，那个时候圣灵告诉他前面这些人的心到底在说什么，在想什么。
Because he knew what was in men, and the Holy Spirit allowed him the understanding of the heart of men.
所以对头一个例子啊，第一个冲突场面那些文士法利赛人。
And so in that first confrontational scenario with the Pharisees and the scribes.
主知道在那里说明之后，有些人啊会接受他的说法。
The Lord knew that when he explained in that situation, some people would actually listen to him.
或许不是全部，或许很少。
Maybe not all of them, maybe only a few.
也或许他当下不会想通，但是他出去讲，后来能想得通。
Maybe they will not understand at the time, but later on they will come to understanding.
因为他们有些是真的来求教的，即使有冲突。
Because among them, some of them really came to learn, even though there was a confrontational scenario.
如同马太福音八章十九节的那个文士，我们不翻呢。
And just like what was recorded in Matthew chapter 8 verse 19 about the teachers of the law.
如果马可福音十二章二十八节，另外一个文士也是一样啊。
And also recorded in Mark 12:18.
他们真的是不懂来问耶稣。
Because they don't understand, that's the reason why they came to Jesus and asked questions.
即使讲话不好听。
Even though the sentence, the words doesn't sound really polite.
一开始真的不懂。
In the beginning, they really did not understand.
因为耶稣所讲的跟他们过去所知道所学的太不一样了。
Because what Jesus said is very different from their understandings in the past.
但是主耶稣跟他们讲。
But Jesus said to them.
可是我们刚刚看的第二段英文那个审判呢？
But then when we went to that judgment of Jesus where we just read.
在场除了他自己的门徒之外啊，几乎全部的人都是要他死。这样了解吗？
Apart from the disciples who were present at the time, everyone else wanted him died.
他们早就已经听过耶稣讲什么，也叫人家收集很多证据啦。
They have already heard what Jesus said before. They also collect a lot of evidence against Jesus.
他们一心要送耶稣上十字架。
They only want to put Jesus on the cross.
主耶稣知道。
And Jesus knew.
所以他一个字都不要讲。
And that's why he said no word.
我们自己想想我们自己。
If we ponder upon ourselves,
所以当我们遇到冲突，不管是言语上的或旁边的人。
Whenever we are in a conflict, even on speech or with the people around us.
我知道我们的习惯通常是叫人家啊，先不要吵，先不要吵的，对对对不对
？And usually habitually that we will stop the quarreling.
我告诉你，你先叫大家不要吵哈，你到时候换。那两个人来吵你。
And when, usually when you say don't fight, don't fight, usually they will fight you.
因为我已经学会了，我处理过太过这个了。
Because I have dealt with many of these type of situations I have learned.
我不会，我说要吵，来来，到那边，我们再吵两小时，我在旁边听。
And usually I'll just say to them, oh, you want to argue? Let's go aside and then we'll spend 2 hours, I'll listen.
你们继续吵。
Keep going.
可是我在旁边做什么呢？
But what I will do aside,
我在旁边听，我内心一直在祷告。
While I was listening to them, I will keep praying in my heart.
祷告神赐我智慧的灵。
Ask God to give me the spirit of wisdom.
我要听出这个 conflict 到底是怎么发生的。
I want to hear the cause of the conflict.
求智慧的人让我知道到底这个冲突的根源是他们表面讲的还是有什么原因。
The wisdom of discerning is to hear their words as well as the root causes, what caused the conflict.
如果是跟我吵呢？
And what happened if they were fighting me?
如果有人在骂我呢？
If they are speaking against me.
我会安安静静先让他骂。
And usually I'll just keep quiet and let them bring their
reproach. 我会先眼睛睁得很大，安安静静一直听他骂，很有礼貌的听他骂。
I'll open my eyes while looking at them and listening to them.
我就想为什么他要骂我？
Because I will be pondering why would they argue with me?
是因为某件事在生我的气吗？
Whether or not I have irritated them on some issues.
还是因为嫉妒吗？
Whether or not it is out of jealousy.
到底为什么？
Why?
他是故意的吗？
Was it they intentionally doing this?
还是他接受了不完整错误的讯息？
Or they have received partial information.
当你求圣灵给你这种智慧开始在分辨的时候啊，你就不会被他也一直激动起来，这样了解吗？
When you receive wisdom from the Holy Spirit to discern, you will not be irritated by them.
所以有时候真的，我们这样内心一直祷告一直听啊，我们会知道哦，原来可能是什么原因。
And so if we keep praying, keep listening, then maybe we will just find the reason why.
我发觉有时候是这样，有时候跟真的跟我们有关。
Because sometimes it really concerns us.
有时候真的跟我们无关。
And sometimes it doesn't even concern us.
他就是需要找一个人发脾气，刚好就是你而已。
And they just want to shed their anger on someone and it happened to be you.
有时候他接受了错误的讯息，在发脾气。
Sometimes they were misinformed, and that's why they were angry.
那我就让他骂吧，让他打吧。
And then just let them rebuke you, even let them hit you.
我现在不想讲太，免得有人都要。我真的哦，回到家中有人打手机来。
And in one occasion, people actually really rang me on my mobile when I was at home.
第一句话就是你这怎么烂传道
？And then the first thing came out from them is, "What kind of preacher are you?"
我已经很累，听到这个我心情超不好的。但是我想到智慧，我继续安安静静听他骂。
And I was very tired already, but then I thought I'll just listen to what he said.
他骂我一定有他的理由啦，我不讲了，对不对
？There's always a reason why he would do that.
然后他骂骂了三分钟，我真的快要死了，你知道吗
？And after three minutes listening to him, I feel like dying.
然后我就说，你骂完了吗？可以了吗
？And then I asked him, "Are you done?"
那我可以讲一句话吗
？Can I say something now?
你知道你在骂谁吗？
Do you know who you are rebuking to?
我接受你在骂至高独一真神最卑微的那个仆人。
And you are actually rebuking the least of the servant of the God Most High.
他很可爱哦，他一听到我这样讲，没有，我没有骂你。
And then he was quite adorable. He said, "No, it's not you."
那我刚才那三分钟在干嘛
？And he said, "Then what were you doing?"
我先告诉你们，最后啊，两个月之后啊，他来找我握手。他大我三十岁
，and two weeks later he actually came back to me and then shake my hands. He actually 30 years older.
他握着我的手说感谢主，好了，今天不做这个见证了。
And so he held my hands and he said thank the Lord, although I will not continue with this testimony.
各位 conflict 有误解，你一定心情很不好，我知道了。
Whenever there are conflicts caused by misinformation, of course you will not feel very good.
你一定觉得很冤枉。
Because you will feel wrong.
你想反击回去。
And you want to retaliate.
No. 你要先祷告求圣灵充满。
No. First, you should seek for the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵正在充满你的时候，你会觉得快要死了，你晓得吗
？When you were filled by the Holy Spirit, you will feel like dying.
因为照我们人的反应是要反击回去嘛，要说明嘛，对不对
？Because a natural human response should be retaliate.
所以我们接下来讲第二个步骤啊，很关键哦。
So the second step is the key step.
就是你在求智慧的灵之后，你一定要求神让你的心，我们昨天讲的平静安稳。
And so, after you have asked for the spirit of the wisdom, then you have to ask for your heart to be peace and calm.
在这种冲突里面啊，如果你觉得自己的心还没有平静安稳啊，请拿针把自己的嘴巴先缝起来，先不要打开啊。
And if your heart is not peace and not calm, then first stitch your lips first.
因为小弟讲啊，我们觉得我们被人家误会了。
Because when we feel that we were wrong,
我们被人家质疑了。
And we were being questioned.
我们被攻击了。
We were attacked.
我们人类的第一个反应通常是想要为自己解释，你晓得吧
？The first response from any human is to explain.
但其实第一个你要先求自己的心平静安稳。
But then before that, you should be asking that your heart be peaceful and quiet.
我们想要为自己辩解。
If you want to explain for yourselves,
有时候啊，我们开始滔滔不绝。
Sometimes we will come out with endless explanations.
但是我告诉大家，有时候你会赢了面子，失去理智。我这样讲，你们懂吗？
But then very often you will have won the reputation, but you will lost the substance. You understand what I'm saying?
因为以前我研究过辩论赛啊，你晓得吧？
I studied debate before.
辩论赛就是在言语跟 reason 里面把你打倒，让你辩不出来、啊。
In a debate competition, you actually would have to reason or to conquer the other,、your opponent with reasoning and logic.
我先告诉大家，我们很容易辩得赢别人。
It is, I can tell you, it is easy to win a debate.
他们通常有这种反应。
Because normally they would have such response.
好了，我说不过你啦，他心里不服，你晓得吧？
And so first thing they will say, okay, you won, because, but then they do not yield.
有没有那种感受过啊？
Have you ever felt this way?
我说到精疲力尽了，我说不过你，我说出你，但是我心里面永远不服。
And I'm very tired, but I will never yield to your reasoning.
各位弟兄姐妹们，不要傻到想要去说赢别人。
Don't be foolish trying to convince someone else.
我们不是要赢在他的口跟里，我们是要赢到他的心，对不对？
Because we don't want to win the reputation, but we want to win their hearts.
这个时候你要想到有一种力量啊，绝对比你的口才更强大。
There is one strength more powerful than your eloquence.
圣经告诉我们的哦。
And this is what Bible taught us.
我们常常祷告求神赐口才啊，我告诉大家。我现在只求神让我说出他要我说的话而已，我不求口才。
Very often we pray for eloquence, but then I only ask God to allow me to speak what He want me to say.
就是口才最没有用 ，useless 最没有用。
Because eloquence is the most useless talent.
只有大圣灵的大能才有用啊。
Because only the mighty power of Holy Spirit is useful.
我们来看旧约圣经箴言16:32-33.
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言十六章的三十二到三十三。
Chapter 16, verse 32-33. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot is cast in the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
大家看到哦，比起打下一座要塞的。勇士来讲，什么更厉害？在神的眼中
，Compared to a mighty warrior who conquer a stronghold, who will be stronger?
比起以色列第一勇士还要猛的是什么样的人
？Who is better than the first knight of Israel?
不轻易发怒
，Those who are slow to anger,
制服己心
，and those who subdue their own hearts.
也就是圣经不赞同。我们照着一般人的反应来反应，这样大家知道吗
？In other words, the Bible disagrees with us to respond with what human nature would normally respond.
或许那当下我们被激动了
，and maybe we were irritated.
所以我们讲起来滔滔不绝，充满口才。
So then we have endless words to explain, and we have the eloquence to respond.
我们再来看箴言三十章三十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 33.
箴言三十章三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 33. Pressing mule produces curds, and pressing the nose produces blood, and pressing anger produces strife.
这里讲了两个比喻。
Here talks about two analogies.
前面那两个是比喻的，对不对
？The first two were analogies.
就是你这么做一定是这样子啊，你鼻子你要大力一点哦、啊。
And if you do something, something would happen.
他说照样。
But in the same manner,
如果我们的怒气起来的话，不会熄掉争端的，只会造成另外一种争端，这就是定理啊。
Pressing anger will not appease strife, but produce strife. This is the law.
我们来看箴言十五章十八节，再看也是这样。智慧书箴言十五章十八节
，Chapter 15, verse 18, Proverbs. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention.
但是各位，比起把怒气忍下来，我们现在可以做得更好。
Instead of enduring this anger, we can actually do better.
因为 写这句话的时候是三千年前啊。
Because this phrase was actually written 3,000 years ago.
你知道三千年前跟我们现在这些圣徒有什么差别吗？
What's the difference between people 3,000 years ago and the saints these days?
那个时候没有圣灵。
Back then, there's no Holy Spirit.
所以他要忍下来。
That's why they had to endure.
所以 我只要忍下来了，我的修，我的品德就已经算很不错的，对不对？
As long as I endure, that means I have pretty good character.
可是你一直忍，一忍，忍到回去，你还是要流鼻血嘛。
But the more you endure, at the end, you will still get hurt.
现在不一样了，我们要更好。
Now we are different, we need to do better.
因为我们有三千年前，那一些神百姓没有的，叫做真理应许的圣灵，这样知道吗？
Because now we have something that the people of God do not have 3,000 years ago. It's called the Spirit of the Word of Truth.
所以第一个步骤，你求智慧点。第二个步骤，你要努力借着这个灵，让你的心平静下来。
And so first we seek for the Spirit of Wisdom. The second thing is to use that Spirit to calm our hearts.
你不只是 focus 在怎么样回答他，你更要花 80% 的精神在如何让我的心平静下来。
No longer we are focusing how to respond, but 80% of your effort you should be spending on calming your own heart.
这个很难哦。
This is very hard.
因为他会一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
Because they will keep on coming.
我们来看以赛亚书三十章的十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15.Verse 15, For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest you shall be saved, In quietness and in trust shall you be your strength, But you were unwilling.
我告诉大家，有些人讲的话比刀更利，你能知道吗？
Do you know that some people's word is sharper than the sword?
我拿刀不小心割到你啊，跟你对不起，你一个月就 OK 了。
Because even if I unintentionally injure you with a knife, a month later you will heal.
我不小心讲了一句话，不管是不小心或故意的伤到了你呀、啊，你可能三十年那个忘的还没好，你晓得吧
？And if I hurt you with a word, whether intentional or unintentional, that wound might not heal even after 30 years.
所以你在面对冲突场面，你最需要什么力量？
So what kind of strength do you need the most in a confrontational issue?
灵的力量哦。
Which is the power of the Spirit.
这里告诉你灵的力量是在乎平静安稳。你有记起来了吗？
And the power of the Holy Spirit is in quietness and rest.
但是神知道我们人软弱嘛。
But then God knows that we are weak.
所以说你们就是不肯，你们就是不要。你们宁愿自己的心被激动起来，宁愿在那边一直生气，一直难过。
But here says you are unwilling because God knows that you just don't want to do it, and you will just resent and you will be angry yourself.
好，我们现在讲第三个步骤。
Step number three.
第一个要求神让你分辨，第二个你要努力维持自己的心，那第三个呢
？So first is the discerning, second is to calm your heart. What about step number three?
你要知道一件事。
You need to know one thing.
不要试图先自我防卫。
Don't attempt self-defense first.
有时候你根本不用任何自卫啊。
Sometimes you don't even need to defend yourself.
我们来看创世纪二十六章的二十节到二十二节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse
二十到二十二。
Verse 20 to 22.
二十六章的二十节到二十二节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 20 to 22. The herdsman of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsman, saying, "The water is ours."So he called, and the name of the well, Ezek, because they contended with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that also. So he called the name Sita. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, saying, For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
这个经我们很熟。
We all know the story well.
小弟举这个例子，就是我们看到神如何为以撒处理冲突。
And we see in this scenario how God deals with the conflicts for Isaac.
我问大家，以撒有自己采取什么特别步骤去 against 吗
？So I ask you, did Isaac do anything again or to deal with this is not situation?
神如何帮以撒处理，今天也必这样帮我们处理。
How God have deal with the conflicts for Isaac, then He will do the same for you today.
首先啊，我们被攻击误解了。
First, we have been attacked or been misunderstood.
对方正在讲的时候，正在骂的时候，他不会听我们任何解释的。
While the opponents are speaking and rebuking, they will not listen to anything we say.
而且有些人还不是误解哦，搞不好他对我们已经很有成见了。
Sometimes it's not necessarily a misunderstanding. They might already have a deep bias against us.
他认为我们就是永远这样子死性不改啦。
They might have the prejudice that this is our character, it will never change.
那我们可不可以说话呢？
Can we speak then?
可以啊。
Yes, we can.
你先要让他说，说到他高兴为止。
Let them speak first, till their heart content.
如果你问第一句话说，那我可以说了吗？
And then you ask them, can I speak now?
然后他说可以，你说啊。
And then if they say yes, you may speak.
不要说。
Then you need to be wise. Don't say anything.
你要在自己算15秒。
And then you should count 35 seconds.
然后你会发觉他在第5秒跟第10秒说，我不知道你说啊，为什么不说了？那他还没说完，好不好？
And if in the 5th second or the 10th second, you say, I let you speak, why don't you speak? Then you will know he hasn't ended yet.
我告诉你哦，有时候两个小时说不完，他说啊。
Sometimes it will go on for 2 hours.
然后你就要说哈，学我，那时间到，你先回去睡觉，明天我再继续被你骂，好不好？
Then you should learn from me and say, okay, now it's time for you to go home to sleep.
明天还有第二集，你再继续骂。
And we shall continue this tomorrow, and you can continue.
我说你他骂到累了，忘了睡觉或想睡觉，回去睡一睡，明天他再骂不起来了。
And if he finished with what he was saying and go back home and slept.He probably wouldn't continue.
也就是你要选好那个 timing, 你晓得吗？
So you need to learn the timing of it.
对啊，你要说话要先选对方听得进去的时候。
If you want to speak, you need the timing when they would want to listen.
不然我告诉大家，你讲的再有理都是白讲的，我给你保证啊。
And it doesn't matter how well reasoned you are, nobody would listen.
就像我常常告诉我那两个不懂事的孩子。
And just like when I was talking to my two children.
有时候我就说，奇怪了，你怎么讲了他们这样做呢？
And why would you say something they would do?
哇，他们第一个辩解就是我有讲啊，我有讲，我有讲啊。
And usually their first defense is I said that to them already.
我说傻孩子。
I say, foolish kids.
重点不在于你有没有讲，是对方有没有听到啊。
It doesn't matter. It's not about if you said it or not. It's that they haven't listened.
你们说是不是？
Do you think so?
常常我们都觉得，教会有宣布啊，我这样讲了啊。
And you say, the church have announced it. I already told them.
尤其现在年轻人讲话超快的啊。
And now the young people speak really fast.
有时候教会里面长辈就说，哎，那个年轻人讲什么我都听不懂。
And very often the elderly in the church will say, oh, I don't understand what these young people are saying.
所以有个年轻人说，你们一分钟讲两百个字的啊。
And because every minute they would have been able to speak 200 words. 升
到60岁以上要降成一分钟100个字以下的速度才可以啊。
And when you're speaking to people over 60 years of age, you have to drop that rate to 100 words per minute.
不是小弟要表达什么，重点不是我们有没有讲，这样了解吧。
So what I'm trying to express here is the problem is not what we have said or not.
重点永远是对方有没有听进去。
The key is always if the other have listened and heard.
所以主耶稣讲的对啊。
So Jesus was right.
主耶稣好，Jesus讲，你们听也要明白，还记得主讲的话吗？
When Jesus said you have to listen and understand.
主耶稣永远不会讲说我讲的呢。
Jesus never said, I already told you so.
你们听，以色列啊，你们要听。
Hear, O Israel.
重点是有没有听进去啊。
The key is whether or not they have heard.
所以我们要选好那个时机，你要在灵里面知道他愿意听啊。有时候那需要机会跟时间的、啊、不是现在啊。
So you need the timing, you need to know the timing when to tell them when they were willing to listen and they will hear.
你知道吗？有时候对方骂得要命，他其实不知道他为什么那么气耶。
Sometimes they bring so much reproach to you, but they have no idea why they are so angry.
你听了半天啊，觉得这到底是为什么？
Sometimes you spend time listening to them and you'd be wondering, why would they be so angry?
结果他自己都不知道他为什么在气。
Because they don't even know why they are angry.
结果你被他搞得你也很气。
And then you've been irritated by them.
然后两个人拿那个两根舌头剑在那边打。
And then the sword of town was fighting against each other for no
reason. 然后割到流血流肉的，最后在教会里面看见他也不哈利路亚，也不说平安。
And then you were all injured and you all bleeding and never greet or say goodbye to each other.
我们阿姆梅尔本这里还不错，现在这三个聚会点没有地方可以跑嘛，对不对？
And we have three places of worship. So
我们台湾那边有300多个地方可以跑啊，真的好光哎。And
in Taiwan, you can go to 300 different places and churches.
告诉我说。 存到你知道为什么来这间教会吗？
And some people even tell me, preacher, do you know why I come to this church?
因为30年前谁在那里跟我讲了一句话，我就过来了。
Because 30 years ago, someone told me this, and this is the reason why.
然后跟我说我已经不在乎了哦。
And now, and he said, now I don't care anymore.
他跟我讲这句话的时候，我心里想，幸好我信耶稣，不信你呀。
And then whenever I hear that I said lucky I only believe in Jesus, not you. 30 years later, you said to me you don't care. Do you think he's care?
我告诉各位，人就是这样子，人。This
is what human beings.
我们来看诗篇141篇第三节。
Psalm 141 verse 3.
诗篇141篇第三节。
Psalm 141 verse 3. Verse 3, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
你有看到他的祷告吗?
Did you see his prayer?
我们常常在求口才，对不对?
Very often we ask for eloquence.
没有，这一句祷告对我非常重要，我不知道对你有多重要。
I don't know, this is very important prayer to me. I don't know how important this is to you.
我常常在祷告里面祷告这一句。
This is the phrase I often use in my prayer.
禁止我的口。
Set a guard over my mouth,
把守我的嘴,
and to keep my lips.
微微很认真被人家骂,
and so I would put in a lot of effort being rebuked.
我告诉各位，常常就是这样子。我已经遇过好几次了。我阿门阿门的说。
And this happened to me quite often, and I can say it with amen.
而且通常这种神迹，我传道可能比较快啦。 你们可能需要长一点时间呐。And
so such miracle probably is quicker for me as a preacher, and will take longer for you.
就是打电话来我在我面前一直骂，我就很认真一直听，嗯，啊哈，yes，OK，这样知道吗？
Sometimes they will just ring me or even point their finger in my face and keep on bringing their rebuke.
至少两三次哦。And
at least two or three times.
我内心是在祷告这一句。This
is a prayer in my heart at that time.
Okay, yes. Oh, I know. 还是骂到后来，不到一个小时，反倒想一想是我不对啦。And
often he said, after an hour later, he said, "Oh, I think
哇，神迹啊，圣灵动工都不用说明哎。And
this is a miracle when the Holy Spirit works. You don't even need to explain.
还好啊，我要是动口。 说明啊，可能两个小时都不结束，以后这个没完没了，你晓得吗？
And if I would have explained with my own words, it would probably take 2 hours and it will have no end.
尤其是我们有圣灵的教会，我真的体验好几次了。
Especially our church, who has the Holy Spirit, I have explained this very often.
认真的听，内心祷告，为他祷告，求神赐智慧，求神把守我的口。讲到后来，通常是，对不起了，传道。
And if you keep listening, keep praying, and keep praying in your heart, how Lord would guard over my mouth, and very often they would just apologize and say it's my fault.
你们信不信啊? 这是真的呢。
Believe it or not, this is true.
真的呢。
It is true indeed.
这句话有能力耶。
For this word has power.
为什么呢?
Why?
那为什么如果这样子圣灵会动，为什么遇到这种冲突呢？
And if the Holy Spirit will work, why would we encounter such conflict?
因为你正在冲突的时候，你要想到第四件事。Because
in the conflict, you have to think about the fourth thing.
在我们家庭、我生命当中或教会里面遇到的冲突，都是神允许的。Whatever
conflicts that you have in the family, in the church, or in your life, everything happens with God's permission.
如果没有神允许，绝对不会发生在我们身边。
If God had not permitted, it will never happen.
因为我没有求神让我发生冲突啊。
Because I never ask God for a conflict.
我每天都跟各位一样求平安、喜乐、满足啊。
Because every day I ask God for peace, joy, and satisfaction.
可是我都跟耶稣这样求，他还发生，表示这是神允许才会发生。
And if I ask peace and joy and satisfaction every single day, and yet its conflict still happen, of course God permitted it.
小弟说，神允许不代表是神造成的。这个有分别的，这样了解吗？
So there's a difference when we say God permitted or God caused it. It doesn't mean God permitted, it doesn't mean He caused it.
不是神制造的，但是他允许的。
So God did not produce the conflict, but He permitted it to happen.
所以这种冲突啊，会变成神对我们的提醒。
And such conflict becomes a reminder from God to us.
神给我们的教育。
And this is education from God.
神给我们一个成为更完全灵修成长的机会。
And this is opportunity God for,God has for us to become more perfect.
所以罗马书有一节说，使万事使爱神的人万事互相效力，记得这一节吗？
And remember in the book of Romans, everything works together for the benefit of those who loves God.
万事包括这种你不喜欢的冲突跟这些事哦。
All things mean including all these things you don't like, including conflicts.
如果我们能够这样想，
And if we can think in this manner,
遇到你觉得这种不公平、被人家攻击、质疑的场面，你先想这是神允许的。
And if ever you think this is unfair when you were attacked, questioned, then you will have to understand that God permitted it.
你的心啊，会先被灵给护住，你晓得吗？
Then your heart will be guarded by the Spirit.
这些苦读、这些批评
，all these malice and these criticism.
他的态度很糟糕。
And even though they had come to you with a very bad attitude,
你知道这是神允许的，你会减少很多负担。
And if you know that God permitted it, then you will have much less burden.
有时候虽然我们不明白神的作为啊
，Sometimes we don't understand why God had this.
当然，对方的批评跟责备可能也有部分的事实。
And sometimes this criticism and rebuke has there were facts.
所以为什么我说要有分辨的灵啊？
And this is the reason why I say you need a spirit of discerning.
我们在听对方讲的时候，先要想一想，搞不好真的我有做错事或说错话的。
Because while you are listening to the other, you might need to realize it is actually my fault. I actually caused it.
有的时候我们要圣灵赐给我们勇气去承认嘛。
Because sometimes we need the strength from the Holy Spirit to acknowledge our own problems.
这是我不对，请你借着基督的爱赦免我。
This is my fault. Please forgive me with the love of Jesus.
我灵修不够，其实我已经当传道30年、50年了。对不起，请你赦免我。
This is my shortcomings, even though I've been a preacher for 30 years, 50 years, but because it's my weakness, please forgive me.
但是有时候我们真的怎么想都想不出来，这跟我有什么关系？不是我的错啊。
And sometimes we keep on thinking and we can't think of anything wrong with us. This isn't really not my own doing.
那就保持安静就好。
Then that's the moment that you keep quiet.
就像刚才小弟做的见证。
Just like the testimony I have bad.
我们看彼得前书五章五节，就是告诉我们这个。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5 tells us exactly this teaching.
彼得前书五章五节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
以谦卑束腰。
He says, "Gird yourself with humility."
我告诉你了哈，当大家都在称赞你，你说啊，没有啦，没有，那不是我啦，那个不是真的谦卑了。
It is not true humility when everyone gives you praises and you say, "No, no, no, that's not me."
那个假惺惺小弟也很会的。
That kind of hypocritical actions, I can do it quite well.
可是真的，大家认为你很烂，一直在骂你、攻击你的时候。那个时候你什么都不讲才是真的谦卑。
But when everyone is attacking you, is rebuking you, and you will not say the word, that's true humility.
即使你认为这不是我错啊。
And even you realize this is not my own doing.
记住最后那句话，当你这个时候这样子的时候，神会开始赐你恩典哦，会赐你恩典。
Because if that's true, when that happens, God will start give you His blessings.
为什么？我们看提多书三章二节。
Why let's turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 2.
提多书三章二节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 2. To speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people.
总要和平，和平就是和睦啊。
And so, in other words, you need to be peaceful.
向众人大显温柔。
and to be gentle to all people.
啊，那当然要显这种温柔，就是有时候是这样子。我讲时间到了哈，有时候真的你这样子是因为对方搞错了，他的错。
And sometimes this, when I talk about this gentleness, sometimes it's really their fault and they misunderstood and they didn't consider.
他判断错了。
Or they made the wrong judgment.
他误解你的。
And they misunderstood you.
最后这一步你要学起来。
And this is the last step you need to learn.
尤其是这个时候你一定要赦免对方。
Especially you need to learn to forgive him.
你说，哎，传道，全部是他的错呢。
And you said, preacher, it's all his fault.
我还要赦免他。
Do I still forgive him?
我无缘无故被他骂，连我家人都被骂进去了。
And I was being rebuked for no reason, including my family.
我告诉你哈，基督徒修养最好的时候，就是祖宗八代都被骂进去的时候。
And so I say to you, the best spiritual nurture is that all eight generations before you has been rebuked and you still.
有时候我处理教会的争端哈，有一些统领告诉我。
Sometimes when I deal with this conflict in the church and some members told me.
传道，他骂我没有关系。
And you say, preacher, it's okay if he rebuke me.
他怎么可以骂我爸爸妈妈呢？
How can he rebuke my parents?
我们台湾的国骂我不要讲了。骂到你爷爷奶奶祖宗八代去了。
And some of this language was pretty bad and rebuking not only your parents, even your ancestors.
那么我告诉各位。
So I said to you,
骂我们我们还能忍受，骂我们所爱的家人我们不能忍受，对不对？
Very often we can tolerate people rebuking us, but we can't tolerate them rebuking our loved ones.
没有，这个时候你更要赦免他。
But then this is the moment that you really need to forgive them.
要原谅对方有软弱。
You need to forgive their weaknesses.
原谅他们的无理。
And to forgive their for their rudeness.
我们来看最后一个经节哦。
Let us read the last verse.
以弗所书四章三十到三十二。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 to 32.
以弗所书四章三十到三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 to 32. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption, that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgive one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
我问大家，你希望基督对你的饶恕是有底线的吗？
Do you want a limit of Jesus Christ's forgiveness for you?
我讲这句话是意思说，你希望基督一直饶恕你，可是当到某个程度之后，他就不再饶恕你这样子吗？
Do you want Christ to forgive you up to a certain point? There is a limitation of his forgiveness for you.
如果你希望基督对你有无限的饶恕
，and if you want limitless forgiveness from Christ，
这个经节就是告诉你，你要用同等的量去饶恕你面前的所有人。
Then this Bible verse teaches us to forgive others in that same quantity。
他骂你，你没有关系。
And if he hurl insults against you，
他侮辱你爸爸妈妈、祖宗八代，你也要。在心里饶恕他，不能跟他计较。
If he insults your parents, even your ancestors, you still need to forgive them.
没有底线，容易做到吗？
Limitless forgiveness, is it easy to do? Very hard to do.
因为言语造成的伤痛难以描述。
Because the hurt that brought with words is beyond explanation.
但我们还是有饶恕的责任。
But still we have the responsibility to forgive.
你看耶稣在十字架上做的就是这个模范。
And Jesus has set us an example on the cross.
那些人侮辱他、打他，还拿东西刺他。
For those people who have insulted him and they even pierced him.
你永远要记住他讲的那一句话。
And you always need to remember what Jesus said.
父啊，饶恕他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
我问你，他们不知道吗？
So I ask you the question, did they not know?
他们知道吗？不知道吗？
Did they not know?
主耶稣是在给我们留下一个模范。
Jesus was setting us an example.
你不用去管他知不知道，故不故意。
You don't need to know whether or not they know it or not, or intentional or unintentional.
父啊，饶恕他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为我知道我这样做，你也会永远这样饶恕我。
Because if I do this, I know you will forgive me forever.
今天晚上分享到这里。
And this concludes our sharing tonight.